As we come to a close with this album, this is the most important part of this whole album, everything that has been put together, all the songs that you have heard, this is the most vital and important part in this whole album. See, because as you heard this song that just played, it's talking about having the peace of God. Let me ask you one sobering question. Do you have that peace? Do you have that peace inside of you? See, you can try to fulfill it with partying, with drugs, with all these other things, but at the end you will still be void. See, because that void that you have in your heart is reserved. Only Jesus can fill that void. And today, wherever you are, if you're in your car, at work, wherever you are, you will have an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ in your life and to fill that void with God's peace. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, not one." The Bible also says that tomorrow's not promised to you, but that today is the day of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you want peace today, if you want everlasting life, you need to open up your heart and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. The Bible says that you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again on the third day, you shall be saved. So with all that said, I'm gonna give this invitation. If you want Jesus to come into your life, forgive you of your sins, and forgive you of your sins, repeat after me. Say, "Jesus, come into my life. I confess that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. And Jesus, I proclaim you as my Savior. I ask you to come into my life and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I ask you, Jesus, to change me and rearrange me. I believe that you died and rose again on the third day and now I am saved. I ask you, Jesus, to give me strength, give me your peace, give me joy, your joy. I confess you as my Lord and personal Savior, and I ask you to be with me from now on, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, and I thank you, Lord. Amen."